You know, I used to like what I did, what I do. I like driving. I liked doing what I did. I looked forward to going to work. Well, I shouldn't say did, because I still do. I looked forward to going to work every day. And now, you know, it's time to consider either quitting, doing something else, looking for another job, when you dread going to work in the morning and when you don't care. And that's kind of where I'm at now. My route changed dramatically from last year. There was huge budget cuts and thus hours cut. And now I'm driving in town. And I have a whole new batch of chirins. And these chirins are ungodly awful. And I have a group of chirins that go to an after... it's... we'll just call it... I don't know. Babysitting. And with games and supervision and stuff. Anyway, I don't even know how to explain it, but working in a small town, the chirins are different than the inner city, and they tattle. It's funny how they tattle dumb stuff. And, you know, and they imitate. But yet, what I can't stand is when parents say, "My little Johnny is an angel. He would never, ever disrespect anybody. Or he would never do that. How dare you accuse my child, my chirin, of doing such a deplorable thing." And chirins nowadays have no respect. Whose fault is that? It's the parents' fault, I'm sorry. Because they're the ones that teach them little chirins how to behave in public. How to be a contributing member of society. But if you can't teach your children how to be respectful of somebody else's property, to respect authority, respect it, question it. Because not everybody in authority is sane or correct. They're not God. Question it. Respect it. Question it. But learn to do it in a manner in which, you know, you don't look like a pain in somebody's ass. And I'm trying to be really careful on what I say. Because, as some might know, there are people in my fair area that do listen and do kind of watch. And but I'm just in awe sometimes of how, you know, I know children act differently when their parents are not around. And then it makes you wonder what's going on? Why do they act out so much? And then you have youngins that can't process information. You can see the gears in their little itty bitty tiny forming brain, gray matter, pink matter, I should say, because when it's dead, it turns gray. They're pink matter. Where it's just, there's so many things firing off that they can't concentrate on one particular thing, one command, you know, and I just, wow, you know, after babysitting Pukas for the summer, I can see how some parents just go, here, take care of my children while I go make money. Because I don't want to deal with it. I'm not saying everybody's like that. I'm just, you know, I'm rambling kind of thing. Just thoughts floating around in my head that I need to get out. My big concern is that I don't care. I don't care if little Johnny got punched in the eye by Big Bubba. It used to be fun for me. And I used to derive amusement, pleasure from being mean. Now, the pleasure, the thrill, the newness of it all is gone. That's a concern because the thing, I don't want to say bad things happen, but, you know, we just say, okay, whatever, I'm not going to enforce the rules, and then chaos and anarchy take over. I just don't know. And I can't even say that I've been feeling this since yesterday and the day before, and you know, the whole dynamic of work has changed. I don't talk to anybody because I'm not there to talk to, and I've pretty much been made very much aware that I don't fit into that circle. I am not a resident of Corn Country. I don't know those people. I didn't grow up with those people. I didn't go to school with those people. And I don't conform to what their rules of the group are. And I keep thinking, you know, any moment I just want to say, I quit. But, you know, as goofy as I am in the head, I might totally see things differently tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I don't know. It could happen. I could look at the world differently through rose-colored glasses. Walk through life blissfully ignorant of what's going on around me. Okay, well, I've bored you enough. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble on while I drive home from Corn Country on a Thursday afternoon at 55 degrees, cloudy, fall is in the air. I think people start to get depressed and goofy, and maybe that's it. No, that's not it at all. I love fall. But like I said, thanks for keeping me company. Later, people.